Our scripture today comes from the book of Acts, the 9th chapter, verses 36 through 42. Listen for the word of God. Now in Joppa there was a disciple whose name was Tabitha, which in Greek is Dorcas. She was devoted to good works and acts of charity. At that time she became ill and died. When they had washed her, they laid her in a room upstairs. Since Lydda was near Joppa, the disciples who heard that Peter was there sent two men to him with this request: "Please come to us without delay." So Peter got up and went with them, and when he arrived, they took him to the room upstairs. All the widows stood beside him, weeping and showing tunics and other clothing that Dorcas had made while she was with them. Peter put all of them outside, and then he knelt down and prayed. He turned to the body and said, "Tabitha, get up." Then she opened her eyes, and seeing Peter, she sat up. He gave her his hand and helped her up. Then calling the saints and widows, he showed her to be alive. This became known throughout Joppa, and many believed in the Lord. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
I love this story. Tabitha, get up. The word "get up" is from the Greek koine word, anistome. It can be translated get up, stand up, rise, rise again. But the Greek word is anistome, Tabitha, get up. That word is mentioned in some sort of way or another, over 60 times in the New Testament. Get up, stand up, rise, arise. It really defines the ministry of Jesus. In Luke's gospel, and by the way, Luke is not only the writer of the Gospel of Luke, but he's also the writer of Acts. In Luke's gospel, the 5th chapter, you remember the story of the paralytic that was brought to Jesus, laid down at his feet. And he said to this man, "Stand up, take your bed, and go home." Stand up, take your bed, and go home. In the 7th chapter of Luke, we have the story of there was a funeral procession. There was a widow in Nain whose son had died. And Jesus stepped alongside her and saw her grief. Went over to her son as they were processing him out for burial. And he said, "Young man, rise up. Rise up." And he did. And then, of course, the one I really like, in the 8th chapter of Luke, Luke's ministry of get up, stand up, rise up continued when the daughter of Jairus lay in her bed. And he went into her room and he said, "Child, get up." The whole ministry of Jesus was a get up, stand up, rise again ministry. He said to the sick, "Get up." He said to the disciples, "Follow me." And it's interesting that when he invited Matthew, the scripture, invited Matthew to follow him, the scripture says, Matthew got up and followed him. Jesus had a get up ministry, stand up ministry, rise up ministry, a rise up ministry. He had a get-up ministry to those who were dead in mind and body and spirit. And he would say, "Get up, rise again, stand up." The ministry of Jesus. Now, what's amazing is in the book of Acts, this ministry of Jesus continues in the lives of the apostles. They've been transformed because of new life of Easter. And today we're talking about the new life, one of the signs, new power. And Peter has this new power. The ministry of Jesus continues in the life and ministry of Peter. In the ninth chapter, a little bit before this particular scripture reading, he is in Lydda. And there was a man there by the name of Aeneas. He's a paralytic. He'd been a paralytic for 8 years. And Peter sees the man and he says, "Jesus heals you. Get up." And of course, the word was spreading that somehow or another, this ministry of Jesus was continuing through Peter, and people were rising up. And so they summoned him to come to Joppa, which was a seaport. They summoned him to come there because of why? Because a dearly beloved disciple, a dearly beloved saint by the name of Tabitha had died. She had such an impact on those around her that they had all come to her side. They all brought the clothes that she had made. They had a display of her clothes and her gifts and all the things that she had done, the testimony of her love and her life and her witness. And they were grieving. And Peter said, "You may be dismissed from the room." And then it says that Peter prayed for her and said, "Tabitha, get up." And she did. The ministry of Jesus continued in the lives of the apostles, and it continues today through the life of you and me and through the life of our church. We have a get up, rise up, stand up ministry. Now, twofold. First of all, we say rise up to those who are asleep in their faith. Ephesians 5:14 says, "Wake up from your slumber. Arise from the dead. The light of Christ shines upon you." The first part of our ministry is merely to wake people out of their slumber. Wake up to the life that God has for you as a disciple of Christ. Wake up to your faith and wake up to your action. A minister said he had a congregation full of sleeping people when he preached. Well, it may not have been their fault. I heard that in New England a long, 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 long time ago, in some of the churches, that when the people went to sleep during the sermon, they sent an usher to wake the preacher up because he wasn't preaching. But when that word is effectively preached, there is no slumbering. You wake up. And that's the first part of our ministry, is we got to wake one another up in this church. Wake up. You've been called to a new life. You've been called to a new ministry. Wake up. You think that this is all there is? Think again. There's new power available to us. Now, we overestimate how much we can do, and then we find out we really can't do a whole lot. But we underestimate how much we can do with Jesus' power, but we never put it to the test. Wake up. The second part of this wake-up ministry that we have is an offering. It's an offering of renewal to those who are weary and downtrodden. In other words, there are people who are on the sidelines of life for various reasons. Poverty, unemployment, lack of attention. There are people who are in need, and our wake up ministry is to say to them, stand up, there's more for you, and we're helping in Jesus' name to offer that to you now. It is the ministry of outreach that we have to people. You know, as I see Otis so often go down the streets of Southeast Raleigh, he's about more than just giving a hand out. He wants to give a hand up. He wants people to have more. And so he calls them in the name, in the name of the one that we serve to rise up to a new life. And we make that real to people when we offer them sustenance and gifts, tangible things and materials. So our witness is twofold. First of all, we wake people from the slumber of their faith. And the second is we offer renewal to those who are weary and weak. You know, I'm reminded of the parable that Jesus had about the man who had these workers in the vineyard. And later on in the day, he went out and he saw some people on the sidelines just standing there. They weren't working. And he said, come on, let's go to work. And of course, they went to work. They only had to work a couple more hours and, it's time to check out, punch the time clock. And they got the same amount as everybody else. And people were upset. I said, hey, what about this? Have you ever thought about that? Perhaps it wasn't their fault they were on the sideline. Perhaps somebody pushed them over there. Perhaps they wanted the job more than anybody else, but they never had that opportunity. Do you know what it's like to be on the sidelines? But yet Jesus says he comes along and calls people back into the game of life. And so our ministry of get up is twofold. It's to wake people up, and it's to offer renewal and hope to the weary. Back to Tabitha. That was her ministry. It was very simple. She had a gift. You have a gift. I have a gift. Her gift was making things. I don't know exactly what she made or how she made it, but it had to do with clothes, something that people needed. Also know that clothes are something that you can use to sell and to gain money that you can use for other reasons. But she impacted the lives of widows in her day and time. Now, we must realize that in biblical times, the widows were the most vulnerable people in society because they had no one who could stand by them to offer financial security. Their husband was no longer there, and they were on their own. And that's why in the Bible it always said that the people of God are to care for the orphans and the widows. And so Tabitha cared for those who were the most needy and the most vulnerable in society, and those clothes they wore. And they weren't the shabby things that sometimes we donate and say, hey, I gave some clothes. They were brand new. And those people had a new dignity. And those people had love and attention and a place in the community. Tabitha had a get-up ministry. And so now I'm getting some help from Polly. I told her to hold up the finger when it's 12 minutes. By golly, I'm going to finish a sermon in under 15 minutes. I'm going to have a get-up ministry right now, okay? What is your get-up ministry? You have a get-up ministry. You can make a difference in the lives of others. Use your gift. Help others. Tell people they can stand up, get up, rise up in Jesus' name. And right now in Jesus' name, stand up. Our prayer is being offered for you today. In particular, if you would like prayer for you to be able to stand up in your life right now. You really can't give what you don't have, and you need to be ministered to before you can minister to others. But we really want to pray for you so that you'll have something to offer. And if you're willing to give your life right now to a get-up ministry, this church will help you. You're invited to prayer.